Hey everybody, I'm Billy Nuttall, and I know a moderate amount about Pokemon.
I'm Kayla Cooney, and I know some things about Pokemon.
And I'm Dan Earle, and I know a few things about Krimbus.
It's Krimbles! Happy holidays!
That's not a Christmas tune. Sleigh bells!
Happy holidays!
Yeah, it's the holidays. Welcome to a special holiday episode of Billy Do The Thing. Hang on, I forgot I'm not doing that
again. You're listening to the Christmas special of Delve Into The Decks of Pokemon Taxonomy. That's right, every single week we talk about Pokemon. Some of the best, some of the worst. All of them. Every single one. They're weird. They're weird little fucks. If you want to see the Pokemon that we... Yeah. If you want to see the Pokemon that we talk about, they will be posted on a Twitter thread for as long as Twitter allows other social media links in there. I just figured I'd timestamp that decision.
Five episodes in a row.
Just click on the first link in the description. It'll take you to the Twitter thread for the episode. It'll have the photos that we are going to talk about in this episode. Episode.
Holiday, Christmas. It's not just Christmas, but the three of us only celebrate Christmas, so for us it's Christmas, but to everyone else out there, whatever holiday you are celebrating or aren't, I hope it's a good one.
Happy Honda Days.
That you all stay safe while you
listen. Happy Honda Days. That's really it.
Yeah.
Now, we figured we were going to do a little holiday special. This is just going to be a nice, quick episode. Spend time with your family or by yourself for the holidays, whatever you want to do, but...
Hey, does your family have a Christmas puzzle? Listen to this podcast while you do it. Yeah. Could be nice.
Yeah, just kind of throw it on. Make our family listen to it.
Are your pets alone at home while you're visiting your family? Put this on in the background. On repeat. It counts.
Yeah.
And it helps us. I might do that for my own pets.
Is your family alone while you're hanging out with your pets on the holiday? That's on them. You should send them a link to this.
Or a podcast you don't like.
Are you baking cookies right now? Listen to the podcast. Are you baked right now? Listen to the podcast.
Are you listening to the podcast right now? Listen to the podcast some more.
Yeah, you find can do another multiple device. Windows.
Yeah.
Open a private
Are you Christmas shopping? Find the PA system for whatever store you're in right now. Jack that phone up and play the podcast.
Right now. Listen, everybody. There is a fire at the back of the store. Everybody run.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Everybody fucking run.
Happy Honda Days! Happy Honda Days! Jeremy in aisle 5, we did this for you. We hope you like it.
And Claire in aisle 7, we know what you did. Everybody saw. We did just do our season 2 finale. So as a podcast thing, I think we had a great year. Or we've been doing this for about a year now?
We started, it's definitely been over a year of working on the podcast.
Right.
But let me see when we uploaded episode 1. Oh, episode 1 was uploaded February 25th. Not quite to a year of posting.
About a year
but we'll
of
get there.
Yeah. You know, so one, it's nice. We can reflect. We can thank all of our listeners for all the time. All of you.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Walter. Sometimes.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Dan. And thank you, Dan.
That's too many.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Shelby.
We're just naming our friends.
Thank you, Tom Cruise. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug Benson, who I met in line at a bar once.
Thank you, Bo Burnham. I assume he's listened.
And fans who we don't know that we learned exist. Thank you. Thank you to the folks who've been with us from the beginning. Thank you to people who are just joining. And thank you to the people who are probably rolling their eyes at us saying all this right now. When we started this, we didn't really know how long we would be doing it for. I know I've personally expressed that there came a point where I went, oh, we're just going to keep doing this. Okay, well, fuck.
Yeah.
That is something that, you know, even though this isn't something we're currently trying to make money off of right now, it is a part of our lives. It is a title we can give ourselves at the very least. Mm-hmm. It's something we're going to get to look back on whenever we do stop. And it's really cool. And if any of you out there want to make podcasts, please do it. Even if it's just you fucking around with your friends. Who cares if no one listens? It's very fun.
Add noise to the void. Fuck it.
Yeah. Exactly. Also, speak for yourself on trying to make money. I sent an email to G Fuel at 11:30 at night, blackout drunk.
Did they respond, though?
No.
But if you guys have anything you'd like to see more of or see less of or things you'd like to see us explore, you know, maybe we do more special episodes. Maybe we do like a midterm episode in between seasons.
Yeah.
Just anything like that. You know, write us on Twitter. Like, don't hesitate. Or if most of you know us, you could also just write us. But those of you that don't know us, hit us up on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm at Billy the Nut, 2 T's.
Kayla _ Cooney, EY, Clooney without the L.
I'm not on that trash site. I'm not on Twitter before it was cool. As much as it'd be fun, though, to record this episode, I think there's one character. I wanted to see if we could maybe squeeze in a couple more characters and Pokemon maybe before the end of the year, if you guys are okay with it. Just like a light one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's close enough to be still in the second episode or second season. You know,
yeah. Well, we didn't get to cover any Pokemon in the season finale. So there's obviously, if you think about Christmas, there is a character that's going to come to mind in Pokemon. Red and white, carries around a giant sack, flies through the sky to deliver goodies. So we can play that game. And do you guys know who this is?
Can't Dan. Say that I do.
Mm-hmm.
Dan.
Yeah.
But it looks remarkably like Santa, almost like it is just Santa.
Dan, did you post corporate Coca-Cola advertising garbage Santa Claus on my screen?
You mean the Saint Nicholas of my religion, Billy?
The Coca-Cola.
If he's wearing red, he's Coca-Cola's.
No, you are very close. This is the canonical Pokemon Santa, guys. This is the Pokemon Universe Santa.
Does Pokemon have Christmas?
Apparently, Pokemon has Christmas, which implies Pokemon has the Judeo-Christian God.
What does this mean for Arceus? Are we back in a religious debate again?
Yes.
This whole podcast is us finding God, but it's us trying to decipher this fucking deer.
I found God at the corner of Route 4 in Amistad. I think that's a Frey song.
It is a Frey song, but I don't know what the words are. So wait, Dan, I'm jumping guns. I'm jumping the guns here. Who drives Santa's sleigh? Who pulls it?
Oh, I think we're not going to talk about that yet. It's obviously pulled by a deer Pokemon.
It's going to be a menagerie of different Pokemon that aren't fucking reindeer, isn't it? That's going to be what the fuck it is.
It's a bunch of Palisand.
Well, yeah, no, it's so, you'll know some of these, I'll throw these
it's
out,
all
and
Mr.
we'll talk
Mime.
About it in future episodes. It's all Mr. Mimes.
Go Mr. Mime, Mr. Mime.
The kid's just, like, standing out by the window, and like, oh, I feel worse about this now.
His gangly
no.
arms, just the silhouettes against the moon as they're still running like deer on all fours. I'm sorry, Professor.
And they're giving a great performance.
Oh my God.
You know, Mr. My, Mr. My, Mr. My, Mr. Mime.
Mr. Mime.
And Mr. My, Mr. My, Mr. Mime. But do you recall? The most famous Mime Junior of all. No, to actually answer your question, Kayla, we'll cover these Pokemon in later episodes. Billy is broken.
We lasted 40 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, are we done? Is that Billy?
Yeah, we're done.
I think we are.
I really like that bit, though.
It also depends. Sometimes Santa, when he flies, he has Stantler. He also just has a Lapras that apparently pulls him over the water when his flying Stantler can't fly.
I oddly accept
what?
That.
Here's the weird thing that I would like to share with you all, though, is that, so this, I will say, is also not a dub thing that Ash and gang have to help Santa save Christmas. That happened in Japan, too. And then it happened again where Santa Claus just keeps showing up.
Mm-hmm. Christianity is a big thing in Japan.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, there's the full anime and manga series about... Mm-hmm. Buddha and Jesus being roommates.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the weird thing is that Santa Claus shows up in at least 4 distinct episodes that are not set in the same year, but Ash has continued to remain 10 years old.
We can't go back to this debate, Dan.
I know. It's
We can't go back to the this is why they're retiring Ash Ketchum, Dan.
Yes,
he's going
I know.
To age all of the years he was supposed to in a single night because he finally achieved his life's curse. I
he
mean,
looks
goal.
At Yeah, he looks at the
in
painting.
The last episode yes. of this one season special of him becoming a Pokemon master, he just stands there and ages horribly. He goes through all of puberty at once.
It's gonna be, oh right, fuck, it's weird to think of that hasn't happened. I don't know why. What's going on with Santa then? They have to help him more than once.
Yeah, okay, so here's the quick wrap-up of the Santa episodes, because I do want to talk about one Pokemon that, you know, is the Santa allegory. I just wanted to let you guys know that there is canonical Santa and canonical Christmas in Pokemon. In the first episode, it turns out that Jesse, Team Rocket Jesse, oh god, are we gonna lose Team Rocket when Ash retires?
I was wondering that.
From what I've heard, we're getting Misty and Brock back somehow, but I think I heard...
Oh, that's gonna be in the 11-13
oh,
episode
right.
Final
he,
season.
He gets a final arc. Okay.
Yeah. He'll see everybody, yeah. He'll confess his love to Serena, and they'll end up together.
Are we losing out on the Pikachu?
Yeah, the Pikachu, I think, is getting retired.
Like, obviously, Pikachu's gonna keep being the mascot for the brand. They'd be insane if they didn't keep that up. But it's like, it's this weird thing now of that advertisement Pikachu won't be the same as the Pikachu.
Well, I was gonna say... people are speculating that the protagonist is going to be Ash's daughter.
Yeah, I have seen that theory. Because her hair clip is the same as the original emblem on his hat.
Yeah.
Which, in my opinion, does imply that Pikachu will be dead. That's a long time. I don't imagine they live forever. How long do Pikachus live? Do they have a life expectancy? They're mice.
Yeah, they're rodents. Billy's
It's
gone.
Not going to be the Green Mile Mouse. Billy! Billy, no!
Billy's
leaving the room.
Left.
He just straight up left the room. Oh, he's talking. He had to go tell Alyssa he loves her.
I think he just said, Pikachu's gonna be dead, and I love you.
She could have lived in blissful ignorance for a little while.
Oh, no, what I did is I stood outside, and then I just, like, shouted down the hall, hey, I'm doing a bit where I left the room.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, on that
that's
note,
a lot to process.
I'm
yeah.
sorry. I don't mean to derail us with that, but that is a
no,
thought that
No, that's something
I got
to think about now.
And I'm surprised I haven't seen anyone else fucking mention it yet.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Santa Claus, turns out Team Rocket Jessie, she lost a doll that Santa took when she was young, and she thought Santa just wasn't going to give it back and has wanted revenge on Santa since she was a little girl. Turns out Santa was fixing it. But if you don't believe in Santa and Christmas, then he won't come to your house, which means Santa has an omnipotent power. Guys, do you think Santa's just an incarnation of Arceus?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Arceus just gets fucking bored.
Yeah.
Like, he's already helped create time and space. He has nothing to do.
It's still a mascot suit,
may as well
though.
Be Santa.
Yeah.
It's still a mascot suit that he zips up.
Do you think that Santa Claus, much like a horse costume requires two people, Santa Claus requires two Arceus?
Yeah.
Are there multiple?
Okay, cool.
He can, like, fragment himself, because that's the end of Legends Arceus. The one you catch is a fragment of Arceus. So
like
he can
horcrux?
Be multiple places. Yeah. No, it's just, great. Like, part of his soul. We're not talking about God
that.
Again.
I was going to do a bit where it's like one of them is Silvally and the other one is Arceus.
Yeah.
And they're just forced to get along, but okay.
I would watch that sitcom, God and Fake God. And then there's times Santa shows up in the background. And then the second major appearance of Santa, I like because it's an entire Pokemon-centric episode. And it's all about Ash's Pokemon almost ruining Christmas and doing every... American bit you've ever, like, every episode of a sitcom or a cartoon you've seen where it's like, we have to save Christmas, yeah. Because it's gonna bring us to the Pokemon I want to talk about today, so I'm just gonna
hell yeah.
pass it along. You guys are familiar with this fucked up little guy, right? It's just another picture of Santa,
little owl man.
Yeah.
Little red and white owl man, red and yellow owl. Or not red and yellow, red and white owl.
Yeah.
Some yellow. Kind of reminds me of a jester. He has a bag. He's holding a bag.
Oh, that's his tail.
And he's holding
it? It is still a sack. Yeah. It's a sack that wraps around and becomes his tail.
Oh.
Wait, is his tail hollow? Like he can open
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a fleshy sack full of food.
Oh my god, I never knew that.
Yeah. It's disgusting. Caleb, what's his name?
Now that I know he's full of food, I don't know.
Whatever you're thinking, half the brain power. Use half as much thought.
Bird elf.
Close. This is Deli Bird.
I don't hate it.
It's a neat design.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Oh, I just mean the name. It's a very cute design.
Oh.
I have a soft spot for owls sometimes, though, because my grandma really liked owls. Ice type?
Yes. Ice flying. Deli Bird, they made this for Christmas. You know, this is the Christmas bird.
Yeah.
I figured we could talk about it quickly. I already said it's entries. The only weird thing is that its tail, which is the sack, is always full of food. And when someone gets lost in the mountains, it'll share that food.
Aw, that's nice. But
I don't like that Merry it's full Christmas. Of food.
I mean, like, chipmunks?
Yeah, but chipmunks cheek it. I do also just like, even though it's an ice type, apparently Delibird made it to Alola, and the Sun version just says, Delibird and Alola appear to just stand heat to a certain extent, so it's just an ice bird. It's like a penguin on a beach, yeah. If you see it. You're just like, oh god.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's exactly like a penguin in South Africa.
That's Delibird. That's our friend. Yeah. Ruby and Sapphire, very quickly. I almost forgot this, because if we're talking about real world things, Delibird carries bundled up food in its tail. There was once a famous explorer who managed to reach the peak of Mount Everest thanks to one of these Pokemon sharing food with him. So Mount Everest is real in Pokemon.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, Mount Everest is a real mountain, guys.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Shit, fuck.
Why do they do that? Why do they...
They have fictional mountains
in the game. I'm sure it's just like... They know the audience lives in a different world, and so they have to give it some, like, well, they're not going to know how high Mount Pikachu is, but they know
how...
They
don't know Mount Glacido off the top of their head.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's most of Delibird stuff. I just don't like how it's got food in its weird flesh tail.
It does feel like a weird food scrotum. It does feel a little odd.
Back to the anime episode, does Ash Pokemon team just slaughter all the Delibird?
So it's one Delibird who is Santa's helper, because... You can tell this is a fun thing that they introduce Santa in the first season of Pokemon, and they like go see Santa, and he has other Pokemon that are around there helping them. Yeah, Santa's workshop was full of Jinx, and that was before Jinx got switched to purple. Yep. Oh. It got censored before it aired in America.
I was going to say, that has a lot of connotations when it's Jinx instead of elves. Oh my god. Well, glad they changed it.
You know, then they're like, oh yeah, and then we made this Pokemon, which is just Santa. Oh shit, guys, Santa already exists. So here's what happened. On the day before Christmas, all of the Pikachu and Pokemon are outside playing. Ash is just not in this episode. He's just like, all right, guys, have fun. See, like, there's no trainers. But then one of Ash's Pokemon that we have not covered yet is throwing snowballs and manages to basically throw one straight up in the air and hit Delibird as it's delivering presents to everybody, to children. So this bird, and it's one Delibird. It's not like there's a fleet, which I would like way more. Delibird crashes into Team Rocket, who then sends them all running away, and then it loses all of its presents. And if they're not found by midnight, there won't be Christmas. So Pikachu and all of Ash's Pokemon have to help them find presents and save Christmas.
Oh no, think of the orphans.
They're gonna bulldoze the orphanage if we don't save Christmas.
Oh, the canonical Christmas orphans.
Dang it.
Yeah. And then, you know, then at the end of the episode, you see then Santa shows up.
Okay.
And then grabs, you know, thanks all the Pokemon, and then takes Delibird and is like, all right, bye, guys. Thanks for the help.
And then the next morning, Ash is opening up his Christmas gifts, and he says something sly like, aw, man, thanks, Pokemon. I know Santa's not real, and I know that you guys got me this gift. That's so nice of you. And then all of Ash's Pokemon are sitting on the couch, like, in a blanket, holding a mug of hot cocoa, Baby Yoda style, and they all share a knowing glance with each other of, like, we know Santa's real, but keep believing, child.
Except for Ash already met Santa in season one. I'm pretty sure Ash met him then.
Dang it.
I know I hallucinated that whole night.
It's Ash, Misty,
Santa's
and Brock just all being like, hey guys, we all agree we're on a shitload of ayahuasca or something, right?
God, if that's
so
all
season one is they meet Santa, and season two is just the Pokemon helping Delibird?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Santa shows up.
Dan, I shared something fun with you, didn't I?
Something powerful and cursed, I would say.
So, we knew we were doing a Christmas episode, and I know a moderate amount about Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I knew that Delibird existed, and I knew in doing a Christmas episode there was a very good chance that Delibird would be what we talk about. Guys, Delibird's one of the Pokemon that is in Scarlet and Violet.
Oh, nice.
So I was walking around in the mountains, and then I found something that I just had to share. So I sent it to Dan.
It's very good. Are you sending it? Is it getting uploaded? Slip the surly bonds of earth and touch the face of God.
Okay, I can tell the video has started for Kayla.
Is he flapping tiny little wings?
He's flapping flying. His tiny wings.
The way this thing
to
looks.
Fly.
The way this thing looks, it's moving so smoothly. Like the core body, the core body of the model isn't doing anything, but then the little wings are just like. It's like Nemo.
Like
it's like Nemo's bad
down
fin.
In the air. It is making a straight line path through the air.
He's
very slowly, while its wings are flapping so fast.
By all
like
known laws of aviation,
to output ratio.
It rip, but it's like the speed that it's flapping also doesn't make sense with how
it does not
moving.
Correlate for how slow.
We didn't talk about it too much. Delibird is 3 feet tall, so it's a big fucking penguin bird.
Like a emperor penguin, maybe?
Emperor penguin are like 5 feet tall. That's a big fucking penguin, that penguin. This is like a little penguin.
I can't. I'm not allowed to believe that emperor penguins are my height. My mom loves penguins. I grew up surrounded by over 100 penguin plushies anytime I'd want to go into her room. I cannot believe that the mascots of my childhood are my size.
Just the big ones. There's like smaller penguins. There's like, you got a penguin of each size. You got a pocket
but
penguin.
But emperor penguins are the classic penguin. I'm looking it up.
Delibird's big, but no, that clip of Delibird flying is
so good.
Fully magical. It makes me very happy.
3.6 to 4.3 feet tall. I'm safe.
Damn it. I thought they were bigger. I just wanted big penguin. I want the big penguin. Yeah, it weirdly shows up in every single game.
Everyone gets the game for Christmas.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's how.
Yeah.
Shit, it's for distribution rights.
He's a self-promoter. He's fucking narcissistic and has to put himself in the game.
Yeah.
It's been in all the games. It'd be cool to, like, imagine what it would be like in the future to have Christmas, right?
Beep, is his butt a snow globe?
It's his butt sack.
But I like him. I like this. I like this little guy.
Kayla, what form is this?
Fuck.
What kind of Pokemon is this, Kayla? You put the music stinger.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I didn't think it was this. I didn't think it was this. I thought it was going to be a different thing. Paradox Future.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay, I thought it was going to be a different thing about, like, the Pokemon in the future. I didn't think it was going to be the things we just did.
But yeah, no, Kayla, do you want to hazard a guess as to future Paradox Delibird lookalike?
Remember, once again, the names for these are just two words.
Is it just Snowbird? Is it just Snowbird?
No. It is Iron Bundle, right?
Yeah, Iron Bundle. Which
I guess are other words besides the most basic description of what the Pokemon is, and it's more about like what they do. But in my head, I'm like Delibird.
Our only two examples so far have been Iron Moth and Slitherwing. So. Yeah,
I do like Iron Bundle.
It's a little robot friend. I will say it's a full foot shorter, so we got a 2 foot little bird. Entirely, this Pokemon is on the hey, look at this fucked up little guy energy because its entries are. Exactly the same as Iron Moth's. It's like all the future paradoxes are like, it showed up in a paranormal magazine article. Although this robot was said to be created by an ancient civilization, so it's like an old robot. It's an Atlantis robot we got going on here.
It can't just be like the Amazon drones and physical labor for distribution of toys became too strenuous, so we made bots.
No, that's like all of them are... Again, Billy's played the game, so without spoiling too much, I don't know if Billy...
Gotten to that point.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know exactly. Sorry, apparently, they're always, like, they basically show up in, like, magazines or something, and then they're like, oh, and then it's real.
Yeah,
so I don't
like,
know
imagine,
exactly
like,
how it works.
Cryptid National Enquirer magazine kind of shit.
Yeah.
We didn't talk too much about the design, but straight up, it is Delibird, but as a robot.
Yeah,
like they did not do much to change it. The sack did become a snow globe.
I think that's a big change.
And then the other change that I like is the little flippers are curved up at the front like sleds or skis.
Well, wait a minute. So you said that it has the same Pokedex entries?
As Iron Wing, essentially.
Iron Wing. Okay, I was going to say, wait, he can't keep food in his tail if it's a snow globe.
No, he eats snow globe fluid.
Yeah, Yummy, yummy.
Old water? I don't know what's in snow globes.
It's not water. I can tell you that much.
Ugh.
And then also, I will say, with this little ski feet, too, I like because it becomes ice water type. So, you know, it's got little ski feet. So it's no longer flies. We can't see this sweet, sweet man cannot slip the surly bonds of Earth.
I like him. I think he's really cute. I do like the I do like the robot version more than actual Delibird.
Yeah, I don't know. Delibird, it's, again, I'm glad we could hack it out in a Christmas special. That was gonna it doesn't, like, relate to anything else unless I did a full-on, like, every Christmas-related Pokemon, which maybe that's next year.
Hey, we've talked about this. If we keep going with this podcast, it'll be at least 6 years. You gotta pace yourself out in these holidays.
Oh, don't
We're already
worry.
Fucked for Thanksgiving.
I was gonna say, dude, don't even worry about it, because for next year, we can talk about the entire Christmas Pokemon album that got released.
I'm sorry, what?
Tune in next year for our exciting holiday episode.
Pikachu. 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 Pikachu.
I just hear you blowing out your microphone.
Oh, that audio is all the way peak.
Both of us are just Dan.
I think Dan is full sending it, using full advantage of not having neighbors in an apartment building anymore. Hey, Kayla.
Hey.
What did we learn this Christmas?
I learned that the meaning of Christmas is not the gifts you are given or the food you eat, although that's a good bonus. It's about Santa. It's only about Santa. You need to help Santa. If you do not help Santa, then you must help the Pokemon that usually help Santa. Because if you don't, you're gonna fuck this holiday up for everybody.
That's gonna do it for us this week. We talked about 2 Pokemon this week, and that brings our total up to 141 Pokemon, 10 short of the first generation. Just thought I'd throw that out
there.
And that means that we have a grand total of 867 remaining.
Back over 800.
Once again, if you want to see the pictures that we were talking about or the video that I have of Delibird, all of that can be found on our Twitter for now, at DelvinToTheDex on Twitter. If you want to follow any of us personally, I am at BillyTheNut on all social media.
I'm at Kayla_Cooney on Instagram. I don't know how much longer I'm going to have Twitter, so we're just going to promote Instagram for right now.
And I'm at Durl.1.name, only on Instagram. And if forever. Kayla, yeah, forever.
Yeah, Kayla just following along.
No, I was going to say, but if Kayla gets rid of Twitter, then I'm going to get rid of Instagram and become untraceable.
Can you at least get Snapchat back? Can you at least
physically,
like, make a new one? Make a new one.
Dan, do you want to be Snapchat friends with everyone that listens to the podcast?
I'm 30 and I don't want to have Snapchat when I'm 30.
But I want to send you pictures, and there's so much data to be sent in a text message.
Yeah, you can send it. I got unlimited data.
Back to Christmas. Everyone be safe.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Once again, we will be back at the first Friday of February. And God catch us.
God
catch 'em all.
Catch us all.
God catch us, everyone.
God catch us. 'Em all.
I'm gonna jump. Catch me.